This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
If you need auto parts but can't get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online and pick them up in any one of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way. Shop for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Well, joining us now on SB Nation Radio, it's a real treat. He is a guy with six World Series rings, the former catcher of the Oakland A's. He is Gene Tennis. Gene, welcome into the show. Gene, before you get started, I need to tell you that Carla Dawson may be the biggest Oakland A's fan in Houston. And by the way, she's always trying to get me to grow a Raleigh Fingers mustache, and I don't think I can pull it off. Welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure. There's not too many people can pull that one off. Raleigh's kind of unique.
He's unique, and Charlie Finley's not around to pay you all $200 for the mustache, so
actually,
he's not as motivated.
Short change is $100. It was $300.
Oh, it was $300. Well, I should have known. He's a big
spender. That was big money back in those days.
Seriously, it was. Gene, I have to tell you, my very first professional baseball game was June 23rd, 1972, Oakland A's in Oakland versus the Minnesota Twins, and there you were. And I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, bless your heart.
So I know in 1970, you caught Vida Blue's no-hitter. As a catcher, what is that moment like to catch a no-hitter?
Pretty special. You know, you think you're really you're a genius, but actually he's doing all the work. You know, but actually, the sad thing about that whole thing is people don't realize he was one pitch away from a perfect game, and Harmon Killebrew was the hitter, and he was my idol as a player when I was a kid. And he threw a 3-2 pitch right down the middle of the plate, and the umpire called it ball four, and Vida went on to throw a no-hitter, and I told the umpire, he said, you know, that's Harmon. I said, I know exactly who the hitter is. I said, I'll give you the corner. But this kid just pumped that thing right down the middle of the plate. I mean, you can't miss that pitch on any hitter. But anyway, that could have been a perfect game. That's how close it was. It could have been a perfect game if he'd called that pitch.
We are talking to Gene Tennis. He is a 4-times World Series champion as a player, 2-time as a coach and manager, and he played with the Oakland A's, a World Series MVP. Let's talk about your Oakland A's. They are making an aggressive run here, beating up on the Astros or catching up on the Astros. It's a really exciting race now.
Yeah, you know, they got a good bunch of young kids. They got the core there is they got some nice young talent, and it seemed like the pitching is starting to pick up a little steam for them over there. So, and you know, they're young and they're hungry, and you never know what could happen when you get a team like that. I tell you, there's probably a lot of teams right now are not looking forward to playing this club.
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, they currently hold the 4th-best record in Major League Baseball right now after 3 seasons of last place in the AL West. So this is going to be exciting for them. So, Gene, considering the resources of the Oakland A's, which you know well, how do you assess the job that Billy Beane has done as the general manager?
Well, yeah, I think he's done a good job. I mean, I don't follow that organization that closely, but, you know, they're pretty strapped as far as what they can do with their money, you know, that they got coming in. They're not a big market team. There's a lot of them like that, but, you know, they've been able to make trades and get some young talent and develop the talent, and now they're starting to rake some of the benefits from the guys that they moved on and picked up some young kids.
We're talking to Gene Tennis. He's a former Oakland A's catcher. So let me ask you about this race, the A's now just within a few games of the Astros. How do you size up the two teams, Astros versus A's?
I still think Houston's going to win the division. I think Oakland will win the wild card.
Yep.
I just, it's until somebody can, you know, knock off a world champion, they're still the favorites for me, regardless of with all the injuries factors. I think those players will eventually come back, and then they'll make a big difference down the stretch here in the last month of September. But it's going to be tough to overtake them. They got a quality club in Houston, and I just think Oakland has done a great job. And, you know, it's got a big series starting tonight with Seattle, so that's going to be interesting to watch.
Great series coming up. Okay, so post your playing career, you spent some time as a hitting coach, and it's interesting to see how the philosophy of hitting has evolved over time. As I read it, you were a guy who said grip and rip it, a guy who was willing to go after the ball. And, of course, there have been an era where everybody sat back, took the first pitch, tried to work up a pitch count, get the starters out of the game. There was an era of the Walt Reniac era of hitting the ball down to the ground. Now it seems perhaps there's a shift back. Talk to us about the philosophy of hitting and how you see it today.
Well, actually, that wasn't my philosophy, grip and rip it. My philosophy is hit strikes and be in position to hit. You know, this is what I'm noticing nowadays. The kids are up there in a take mode instead of a hitting mode. And when I was a hitting coach, I want my guys to be in a hitting mode and then trust their eyes, what their eyes are telling them. And then you'll determine whether it's a strike or a ball. And then you're in attack mode and you're ready to swing. But when you're not ready to swing, when you step in the batter's box, you're going to take good quality pitches. You know, so it's just a lot of different philosophies. I was a fastball hitter, and the best pitch in the game is still the fastball. So I like to get my guys, you know, get on the fastball, but get it in the strike zone.
Is there a hitter today or a set of hitters today that impresses you the most?
Well, there's a lot of great hitters. Trout. I mean, you got mm-hmm. Trout. You got the kid in Boston, Martinez.
Yep.
I mean, Cabrera. I mean, you got a bunch of young kids over there. That little second baseman. That little dude. He's something else. What's his name? Altuve.
Yeah, Jose. Yeah, that guy. That MVP guy. Yeah.
Jose Altuve.
We love him in Houston. That's for sure.
This guy is about 5'5", 5'6", and you know what? He plays up to about 6'5". I mean, this guy is a baseball player.
Yeah, he really.
I like the kid Springer. I like your third baseman. I mean, you got some nice talent there. You got some good hitters, and somebody's done some nice job with them over there. I also had a chance to work with Jeff Lunar over there and with the Cardinals, so I know Jeff's done a great job with that organization.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have him. That's when things really turned around. He was brave. He set in a philosophy, and there we went. So let me ask you, Gene, about the defensive side of the ball. So today, what makes a great catcher, do you think, in Major League Baseball today? Because most people are looking at batting average, home runs, throwing out base runners. But talk to us about what you think makes a great catcher and goes into game management.
Understanding what your pitcher's strengths and weaknesses are. You know, you have to be able to catch the ball, obviously, to play that position. You have to have really good hands, and you have to have the ability. I call it a football mentality, where you're going to deal with pain, you know, throughout the summer. You're going to be banged up all summer long, and you got to be able to play with pain. And you find a guy that can do that. You know, he's mentally tough behind the plate, and he also understands the concept of what his role is behind the plate and the importance of his role behind the plate and how he can get a starting pitcher through a critical part of a game, whether it's one or two innings stretch, and all of a sudden the guy finds himself. You know, those guys are very valuable people for me. Is able to pick a pitcher that comes out of bullpen and he doesn't have his, like, a breaking ball to start the game, but he's got a fastball and changeup, but to continue to keep throwing that breaking ball until he gets a feel for it and don't just put it on the back burner and try to get by with two pitches. That's a good catcher, you know. And blocking balls, throwing. And they don't block the plate anymore, so that would have been one of them, too. But, just a mentally tough kid behind the plate and understands, the concept of what his role is and is willing to do whatever it takes to get the most out of pitcher. Because once the game starts and you're behind the plate, you can't think about your offense no more. And you can play any other position on the field. You can go out there and stand out there, and you can think about your last at bat. You can't do that as a catcher. I mean, there's some guys that have tried that, and they paid for it because of their inability to run a ball game as a catcher. You got to put your hitting on the back burner put it off on the side, and you got to get focused and try to get the most out of your starting pitcher.
So, Gene, would you say that the catcher makes the pitcher or the pitcher makes the catcher?
I think it's a combination. I don't think it's one, really. I think a good catcher can make a young pitcher a better pitcher. And I think a veteran can make a young catcher a better catcher just because he knows how to – he has good location of his pitches, you know. But and you have to – there's times you're going to have to, have conversations with a starting pitcher during the course of a game, and you got to learn, you know, what kind of makeup that kid's got, what can he handle, if you can get on him, or if you have to be a little bit more soft hands with him, or you can get hard with him, and you got to know a lot about his personality. That makes a good catcher.
Well, you're the best, Gene, so I hope all these catchers are listening. They just got some great advice, if they were, that's for sure.
That's Gene Tennis. Gene, thanks so much for joining us on SB Nation Radio. Really appreciate you taking the time today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You guys take care, and I'll be watching y'all in the playoffs.